Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show. I'm raising my coffee mug to you. This feels so good. It's got colder around here. Raising my nice warm coffee mug to all of you in salutation as we hang out here dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new height, and demolishing your debt. Once and for all. What would your life be like if you had no debt? Maybe a mortgage. But other than that, nothing else. What would happen if you went to the mailbox or you checked online with your bills, found out you owed nothing on your credit cards? What would that feeling be like? You got money in the bank, you got no credit card debt, you got no debt at all, maybe just a mortgage. What would that do for your feelings of well-being? What would that do for your relationships with people you love? Would that lower your stress just a bit? It can be done, you guys, and I'm telling you, you're the people that can get it done. And if your finances are still feeling the after effects, the major hangover of one of the worst economies in history, yes, we're on the upswing. It's fantastic to see. It's fantastic to hear about. It's fantastic to look at it, you know, while it's happening. But we got a lot of hangovers going on when it comes to what the economy's done to us the last 8 years or so. And if you are still feeling the pinch of this somewhat flatlined economy on the upswing, you're in the right place, guys, and you are not alone, not by a long shot. Thanks for hanging out. We are saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand. This is good stuff. This is at, you know what I got on sale? This fantastic Starbucks yumminess with this candy cane taste. I know it's girly. Tony's looking at me, just shaking his head. Hey, it's a chick coffee, but you know what? Actually, I have this at home, too, and Victor loves this as well. Good stuff. Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you are not drinking coffee at the moment, it's okay. I'll do enough for both of us. That's just the type of team player I am. Got to brag about the upcoming interviews we've got for this week's show. We're going to be having, of course, half past the hour, John Harriet with his fabulous Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with all of the newest, boldest, freshest information out there to be had regarding real estate. If you are interested in buying, selling, renting, renovating, you know you've got some kind of interest in real estate. Everybody does. It's the American way. And half past the hour, John Harriet is here with the goods to talk more about that. Between now and then as well, Linda Hollander. Holy cow, I've been wanting to get her on the air. Guys, go to this website when you get a chance. SponsorConcierge.com. Linda Hollander, you can Google her as well, Linda Hollander, talking about fabulous, inexpensive ways to get funding and sponsorships for the things that you love. And you might look at me, you're looking at the radio like, what's she talking about, sponsorships? Hear me out for a second. A lot of you either have a small business, or you work for a small business, or you work for a bigger business, or you're a homemaker, you're staying at home, maybe you're retired, you're involved in groups that could always do with some sponsoring. Maybe you're involved in a kids group, maybe an adult group. Maybe you've got some sort of any kind of a group going on in which you could use funding, which you do some kind of fundraising for. Wouldn't it be fabulous to have maybe a Fortune 500 company sponsoring your group? Do not shake your head. Do not laugh. This woman knows exactly how to get it done. And when, let's see, about a quarter past the hour, and again at a quarter to, we're going to have her on to talk more about her fabulous ideas. Proven, amazing. I've got her program. I use it. It works. Good stuff. In the meantime, fabulous feedback to last week's show about Craigslist finds. You guys crack me up. The emails that I received, I was laughing out loud. We talked a lot about the best things to get on Craigslist. Since we talked last week, guys, went back on Craigslist. I'm trying so hard to up my game in my living room, in my dining room, just really make them more grown-up rooms. You know, we got enough rooms in the house where my kids can run around crazy style. I wanted to have a couple of nice grown-up rooms because I've got buddies of mine, friends of mine. Their houses belong on the cover of House Beautiful, all right? I love my home. It's this beautiful, big, grand Victorian. It's a fixer-upper. You know all the stories about this. I got a nice living room with a great mantle. I feel like I wasn't doing enough for it. So I've been upping the game with furniture, a couple other things. Got a fabulous additional china cabinet for all of my discount, found straight at Goodwill, beautiful china patterns that I use every holiday season. Now I want to find something for my living room. And God, Victor's going to kill me. I'm meeting this guy later today. Always meet somebody at a local place that you both love. We're meeting at a local elementary school. What could be easier than that? That's what I'm talking about. I bought these two beautiful candelabra on Craigslist. They're so gorgeous. They have five candles apiece, beautiful carved brass, lovely crystals hanging down from all of them. It's so girly. Forgive me, guys. Just indulge me for a second. Buying it from this guy, a teacher nearby. It's antiques. He doesn't need them anymore. He's getting rid of them. I'm getting them for literally about 80% off what you'd get in an antique house, in any kind of an antique store, any kind of an antique auction. Got them on Craigslist, and I cannot wait. I'll post a picture of them later when I pick them up. All good. Next up, let's go back to our list as to the best things to get at Craigslist. We went over 10 things last week. I got at least another 50 to do. We've only got a few minutes to cover some right now. Good stuff, framed art. Yeah, that's true. I got to tell you something. I'm looking around at home. And when I look around at home, I've got beautiful, I have very high standards, I like to think. Maybe not. But I like to think I've got some decent taste in art, okay? And I love the classics. I love Monet because his time frame for his art matches the age of my home perfectly. So I find it to be a nice fit. Some people like the more modern art. It's all beautiful, the more eclectic art, maybe something a little more, you know, stuff that I can't possibly understand, but it's still gorgeous. Everybody knows what kind of art they like. Guys, you know what you like. Ladies, you know what you like. Go onto Craigslist and take a look. And with a couple of minutes of looking, you could find framed art that's absolutely beautiful. Next up, oh yeah, office supplies. Guys, this is true. When it comes to office supplies, the little things, the pens, the highlighters, the staplers, whatever else, I go to the dollar store for all of that. If you have not been there for your little, you know, tchotchke sort of office supplies, the stuff you blitz through every week, the paper clips, the binder clips, hit your local dollar store. But when it comes to the chairs, people have bought cubicles, shredders, printers, whiteboards, fax machines. I could go on and on. That's just the stuff off the top of my head. Check out Craigslist. You guys, I'm deadly serious. You will find stuff there for a fraction of the price of retail. Okay? Here's the downside. I mean, and I don't mean to be flippant about this, but the current state of the economy, we're on an upswing, no doubt about it, but there's still going to be some debris in the road from businesses that tried so hard to make it. They're just not going to, it's just not meant to be right now at this moment in time. And they got a lot of office supplies to get rid of. So they may buy it retail and then they get rid of it on Craigslist when they don't need it anymore. Go there, throw them a bone, offer them what you think is rational and reasonable, take it off their hands. They've got some cash in their hands. Everyone's a winner. There you go. Next up. Ooh, refrigerators and other appliances. Yeah, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I've never purchased an appliance on Craigslist. There are a lot of fabulous things that you can do where you can buy them, you know, a scratch and dent where you don't see a scratch or a dent anywhere on the item, but you can buy them there. I'm more a fan of those places or a big department store sale. You can always get those as well. But if you have an eye for these sorts of things, maybe you know somebody, maybe you yourself are some sort of an appliance, you know, guru, you've got some subject matter expertise on this. You can go in there and know when something's good to buy and not. Absolutely, get there and do it. Next up, my favorite. We just touched on this. Antiques. Now, it says here in this article, you really need to know your stuff, and the author claims they don't. I would put an asterisk next to that. When it comes to antiques, it could be cool sort of, you know, stuff from, say, 1890. Or it could be cool antique-y stuff from the 1960s. It could be antique-y stuff, I say in air quotes, from the 1980s. Every era has its great, you know, artwork and books and furniture that kind of just shows the age that it was made in. I'm telling you right now, you know what you like. Go out there on Craigslist, take a look at the pictures, decide if you like it or not. You know, antiques and artwork, that kind of thing, it's a very personal thing. What one person thinks is going to be perfect for their home wouldn't be perfect for someone else's. Go there and take a look. And you know what? Don't be shy about trying a different price on there too. All of the prices that I have bought on Craigslist, If you feel that it's overpriced in your mind or perhaps for your budget, don't be shy about saying so. You know, the person you're connecting with on Craigslist, they're a merchant. They really are, whether that's their day job or their night job or just their Craigslist, you know, title. And everything's negotiable. See if they want to come down on the price a bit. Find something that works best for you. All right, we've got time for a couple more before the break. Musical instruments and sports equipment for the kids. Heck yeah. And you know what? Both for the same reason. We have kids in our lives, grandkids in our lives, neighborhood kids in our lives. We used to be kids. And something that interests us this week with a passion maybe isn't going to interest them the next week with the same passion. So you go through this stuff. Now, if these parents and grandparents and, you know, teachers or community center leaders, whatever, are being smart about their purchases, they will purchase this stuff on Craigslist to begin with, okay? Or something inexpensive, maybe an auction for this kind of stuff. So they didn't have to spend a lot of money to acquire it in the first place. And for those items that the kids love for a week, maybe a month, maybe it's sports equipment that they long outgrew, you know, a few months ago, you just don't need it anymore for whatever reason, put it on Craigslist. You're going to find a buyer. If you find yourself in need of this stuff, take a look at Craigslist. You're going to find it. Musical instruments, holy cow. Now, it takes a lot of skill to create and build and make a musical instrument that works well. I respect that. But the price of it is simply, it's beyond anything what a lot of households could afford. Craigslist to the rescue. Take a look at that. And I want to know what you guys think as well. Tell me about the stuff that you found on Craigslist that you absolutely love. Tell me the funny stories. Tell me the painful stories. You can change the names. I will protect the innocent. It's all good. And again, we barely touched the list. Guys, hang out for a minute. When we come back after the break, Linda Hollander talking about exactly how you get the sponsors you need for the passion in your life. And then half past the hour, as usual, John Harriott with his hit segment, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, talking about what you need to know to launch into the real estate market now. And it's all up after the break. You all stay tuned.
Cheap and small, but not too steep.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To
find out more, call toll-free, 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and you can tell by the grin in my voice, I have been looking so forward to having this woman on the air with me. She's an absolute dynamo. She's joining us via our newsmaker line, Linda Hollander, talking about attracting corporate sponsors. Linda, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, no complaints at all. Ever since I saw your website and got a hold of your amazing materials, the more I'm learning, the more I realize I need to learn. Guys, for everybody out there, coast to coast, wherever you are in your life, whatever your background, your profession, your passions, your hobbies, chances are you have thought about the idea of gaining a corporate sponsor. Maybe you take care of a little league team. Maybe you're the head of marketing for a major conglomerate. Maybe you have a nonprofit, and no matter what, you're looking at your budget and saying, man, I wish I could just goose it with some great sponsors. I've got such a good message. I've got such a great product. I've got such a great idea. All I need is that corporate sponsor to make it happen. Maybe you've even tried your hand at it and didn't get the results you were looking for. You want to know why you didn't get the results you're looking for? You didn't have Linda's system. Linda, you're not. I can tell by our interactions, you're going to be far too modest here. That's where I come in. I'm going to be bragging and singing your praises because the more I read your book, I can't put it down. Tell my listeners, please, where we can find your fantastic system, where they can get it today.
Oh, well, you can find my system is sponsorconcierge.com. That is my website and my company name. So it's sponsorconcierge.com.
Exactly. I want you to take a look at this website as well. This website is on my Facebook page. Now it's going to be on our website when we go to air on this. Wealthybaglady.com. The personal story is amazing. I can tell already, as the time flies, I'm going to want you on for segment after segment. But if you would, tell us a little bit about your background and how you came across to develop this amazing one-of-a-kind system.
Okay, I would love to. So I actually started my own business many, many, many years ago. And it was amazing. I mean, I had the heart and the soul and the fire of an entrepreneur. And I started it with my best friend. Her name is Cheryl. And we met when we were 13 years old. And we, like, bonded, became closer than sisters. We knew that if we started something together, it would be phenomenal. But, you know, before I started my business, I was in a terrible place. I was basically worse than broke because I was in really serious debt, and I would go from my little rent-controlled apartment down to the mailbox every day, and my hand would shake when I opened that mailbox because there were bills there I could never, ever afford to pay. And I was working at the time, you know, and I still could not manage my lifestyle because I wasn't making enough at my job, and I had to borrow on credit cards, and that's how I got in all that financial trouble. And in my personal life, I was in an abusive relationship with a man.
I'm so sorry.
And it lasted for 4.5 years. So basically, one day I said, you know what, I don't want to be a victim anymore. I want my life to make a difference. So I fired my boss. I dumped the abusive boyfriend.
Good for you.
I had the cat on my lap. I called my friend, and I said, do you want to take the biggest adventure ride of our lives together and start a business? And luckily, she said yes. So I was able to pay down my debt with the business. I was able to travel the world. I was able to buy my first home and get out of that little rent-controlled apartment where I was always worried about if I, you know, the heat broke or the air conditioning broke. I couldn't even afford to fix that. I was able to do, you know, to buy my first home, you know, get a nice car, you know, all because of I started my business. And we grew a business to a multi-million dollar business. And what I wanted to do, Chris, was I wanted to teach other women to do that. So I had this great idea, which was the Women's Small Business Expo. And then I said, hey, how am I going to pay for this thing? Because when I started doing Women's Small Business Expo, I was out of that business. You know, my partner had bought me out, and I was just in my kitchen table, and, you know, no employees, no, I had no experience. I'd never done an event in my life. I had no following. I had my parents. I had my brother-in-law who knew who I was. I had the cat, and that was just about it. So my very, very first sponsors were Bank of America, Walmart, and IBM.
Wow.
What I did was I sold them on the concept of what I wanted to do. So I want everybody that's listening to us to know that you don't have to be a big company. You don't have to have a lot of experience. You don't have to have a big fan base or a following. You can have a great concept and get sponsors even if you're just starting out.
I love that. You made so many important points there. And again, as I suspected, you were far too modest because so many people out there, good people, are in the same situation that you found yourself in all that time ago, but they chose to sit in a corner and rock and wait for someone to rescue them. You were your own rescuer, and you got the cape to show for it, and I'm so impressed by your story. When it comes to this, and again, everybody out there listening, man, woman, every age group, every bracket, every income strata, chances are excellent. You've got a passion. Maybe it's a personal company of your own. Maybe you work for the marketing for a company. Maybe you're a nonprofit. Maybe you do a lot of volunteer work for your local baseball team. Whatever reason, chances are, if you sit down for a moment, you realize that a corporate sponsor in your life would be a godsend. What do you find to be the biggest mistake people are making when they're thinking, you know, I'd love to do this? What is the first step? And honestly, I'm not joking, guys. Get Linda's system. The book, Linda, if you saw this book, you'd laugh out loud. I've got every page dog-eared. Your dog-eared page you want to remember something on, every page is like this for me. It is phenomenal information. And I know that, you know, your answer to this next question could take up an hour, but honestly, Cliff Note version, what do you find the biggest misstep people are taking when they start seeking a corporate sponsor like that?
That one of the biggest mistakes is not asking for enough money, believe it or not. And if you ask for too little money, that's going to ruin your success in the sponsor world. That's going to hurt you. And I found this out, of course, the hard way.
Oh, sure. Who doesn't, right?
Because I get a lot of people, and they're asking $500 or $250 for a sponsorship. You want to ask for the big bucks. You want to ask for $10,000, $25,000, $50,000, even $100,000, and you want to ask for the whole year. Because if you're just asking for, you know, let's say $500, they're not going to take you seriously. They're going to think it's not worth their time, and you really don't have anything of value to offer them.
That's incredible. And, you know, it's such reverse psychology, am I right? Because we're all thinking to ourselves, again, if we're having a modest moment, we're thinking, you know what, we don't want to bother them for too much. Let's just give them a small amount that'll seem like nothing to them. But, in fact, it's exactly as you say. If you show them some kind of, maybe you're, you know, less serious about your passion, whatever, the bigger the numbers, the more seriously people are going to be taking you.
The more seriously they're going to be taking you. And the way sponsorship works is usually the decisions are made in teams. And so, you know, one person has to be your champion and then what's called sell you internally to their colleagues. And so it's not really worth their time if they think that you don't have anything of value. Plus, what we want to get with sponsorship is we want to get sponsorship year to year. That's why I say ask for a one-year contract, because there's something beautiful and glorious in sponsorship called renewals. That is your cash machine. So if a sponsor likes you, they'll fund you this year, the next year, and the next year. So that's why you can't start out with a low amount of money and then double it or triple it. It just doesn't work that way in the sponsor world.
That is incredible. And I knew the time was going to fly. Guys, we're going to take a break in about a minute or so, but I want you to take a look at this website. I want you to go to this website. If you have any sort of interest in corporate sponsorship, you're thinking, is now the right time? You know, it didn't work out well for me before. Maybe I shouldn't try it again. You should. Go to this website. First of all, the Wealthy Bag Lady, which website I love. And what is the other one? The Concierge?
The other one is Sponsor Concierge.
Sponsor Concierge. Guys, take a look at that. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills, and we get back. More with Linda, the Wealthy Bag Lady, right after this.
Cheap and small, and not too steep.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
is Talk Radio.
Are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour. You know what that means? It means it's time for my new favorite fabulous segment, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, with none other than Philadelphia real estate hotshot, John Harriott. And in full disclosure...
Oh, shucks.
In full disclosure, he is my dad. We are getting a phenomenal response to this segment of the show. WCFO, our Atlanta powerhouse, 50,000 watts of delicious radio goodness, screaming your praises after the last couple of segments. So rest assured, coast
to coast.
Tell
them to keep screaming.
Exactly right.
Tell them to keep screaming.
One of our biggest bits of messaging that we're getting from our stations coast to coast, I love you all, keep the good stuff coming. It's a crazy, fabulous time. We're going from 0 to 60 when it comes to people hitting the pedal on their real estate decision-making in the last couple of months.
Going faster than that, kiddo.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's being shown in not only real estate, the numbers with regards to new homes coming on the market, homes being sold. I think the inventory of homes, wherever you are coast to coast, it's not an overstatement to say things are going in your direction. You've got a less inventory, which means there's more demand for it.
True almost every place.
Almost
not every,
every place,
but true almost every place.
And if you're thinking about getting into the market, this is the guy you want to talk to. Talk to us a little bit. Now, we're here in the Philadelphia area. We've got stations coast to coast. And you are seeing a trend in which just about everywhere, optimism and a little more enthusiasm for the real estate market is starting to gain some steam. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. Chrissy, I am an unabashed bull on the prospects for the real estate market for the next two, 3, or 4 years. I think, you know, love him or hate him, President Trump is going to be very, very good for business.
Oh, absolutely.
Overall. He's going to be very, very good for the real estate market. And I am very confident when I say I think this is the best time that any of us are going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to make that first purchase or to make that move up purchase. I was thinking back, you know, the first house that your mom and I bought was back in Green Bay, Wisconsin in 1969.
Sure.
And that was 48 years ago. And the home buying conditions or the move up buy conditions have never been as good in the last 48 years as they are right now.
That's amazing.
They have never been as good as the last. Let me retrace that just a little bit. You know, they're not as good right now as they were 6 months ago.
Okay.
But they're going to be not as good 6 months from now as they are right now.
That's exactly right.
Because interest rates are going up, home prices are going up, and this is true almost every place in the country. Now, we're here in the Philadelphia area. Eighth largest radio market in the country,
That's
I believe,
right.
And I think we're the fifth largest city. And I take in information from a lot of different sources from all around the country. And when I say the opportunity to buy or make that move up buy right now is going to be the best we see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes, obviously I can't speak with any real degree of intimate knowledge about what's happening in Mobile, Alabama, or Greenwich, Connecticut,
sure.
or Water Valley, Mississippi, or Hattiesburg, Mississippi, or Charleston, South Carolina. But you know what, guys? I've got a network of people I can call upon who can. And if you're interested in any particular aspect of real estate, what it takes to get your house to sold, how to get the best price for your house, how to find the best price for the house that you're buying, we got a ticket for you. Go to our brand-new website called dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com. That's dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com. That'll take you to a form where you can request our updated buyer guide, our updated seller guide. Ask for what houses are listing and selling for in your area. Ask for the most complete home price evaluation on the web. And if you're in the Westchester, Philadelphia, Delaware County, Chester County area, I'll handle that myself. If you're trying to find that same information in Los Angeles or Detroit, Michigan, I've got contacts there, folks, who can do that for you. So any question that you have about real estate, go to dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com. Click off what it is you're interested in. Give me your home address, your name, your email address, and we'll get you hooked up with the right people to make sure that you get the best advice you need on what it is to make that smart decision. But let me say again, with all the sincerity that I can muster, which is quite a bit.
It's not bad.
Which is quite a bit. I firmly believe that now is the best time we're going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to make that first home buy or to make that sale of your present house. Maybe you want to get into a different school district. Maybe the family's gotten a little bit bigger. You need a bigger house. sell and make that move up by. If you wait 6 months, if you wait a year, it's only going to cost more. Interest rates are going up right now. I think you can still get a 30-year loan for under 4.5%.
Yep.
My guess is that's going to be over 5.5% by the end of the year. So now, for all those reasons, interest rates going up, prices going up, make sure that you get that buy done right now.
And you know what? It's exactly as you said from the last show when you were talking about this. It is a double-edged sword. You know, the reason the rates were incredibly low for the last few years is there was so little consumer confidence. They were trying to lure people into the market.
Exactly right.
You had a rotten job market out there. Most people I know weren't feeling really all that secure in their jobs. They were holding off on the big purchase. And now it's exactly as you said. It's a double-edged sword where, rates are going up. They're going up for the best of reasons because people are feeling far more secure in their finances. They're feeling far more secure in their jobs. They're feeling like they have more of a personal stake in this. They feel like they've got more control. It's a great feeling. Mm-hmm. And so they're jumping feet first into the market. Now, that's going to lead to a lot more competition and those higher rates we talked about. Mm-hmm. So it comes down to that age-old question again. Do we wait for everybody out there who's a homeowner who's been waiting on the sidelines to try to sell that house? Do they wait and get that higher price for their house, or do they jump in now, sell their house for the best price they can get right now because they're going to also get the best price on their move-up house? What are your thoughts?
I think that for almost all situations, the best solution is to move right now.
Yep.
Now, for example, let's just say that the house you're in right now is worth $300,000,
okay,
and prices in your area are going to be going up 5% a year.
Right.
So a year from now, you could probably sell that house for $315,000, 5% on $300,000.
Yep.
But the house you want to buy is worth $500,000.
Right.
That's probably going to go up 5% also, so it's going up by $25,000. So the difference, the gap that you got to finance is $10,000 bigger a year from now than it is right now.
There you go.
And the bigger piece of that, Chrissy, is that interest rates are no doubt going to be higher.
There's the big thing.
Yeah, there is the very, very big thing. For example, every 1% rise in the interest rate, hope you're sitting down now, folks, but every 1% rise in the interest rate means that your principal and interest payment goes up 10%.
Wow. Now, it's March. We're getting firmly, we're putting our feet firmly into the spring season. There's people out there saying, you know what, I just heard what John said. Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate rocks. It's my favorite show on the radio. I'm going to listen to everything he says. What would you recommend for people out there? They're looking at their house. They love it, but they know it needs some updating. They don't want to spend too much. They don't want to spend too little. What room should they make sure look best? What should they do to their homes without doing too much to make sure they get the best price?
Well, the first thing I would do is find myself a good realtor.
That's it.
And again, if you're in the Philadelphia, Westchester area, please give me a call. I would love to interview for the job. If you're not in the Philadelphia, Westchester area, go to dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com, tick off that thing that says, hey, John, give me a call. And what I'll do is I'll put you in touch with somebody who can answer that question for you, because I've got a network of realtors and real estate sources that extend all over the United States, Canada, Vietnam. I don't think we're in Europe yet.
Not yet.
But if you want to buy a house in Ho Chi Minh City, folks, so I can hook you up with a very good realtor there. I was a little bit surprised when Keller Williams went to the first overseas site was Vietnam, but
hey,
I understand it's doing well.
Why not? There you go.
I understand it's doing well. But the key is get yourself a good realtor, one that you feel comfortable with, because there are lots of pitfalls and pratfalls that if you make the wrong move, you're going to wind up losing money. And another piece of advice I always give is that I would never do business with a realtor who's been in the business for less than 5 years.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And people
there's
must give you
an awful lot of there's an awful lot of people who get into the business. I remember when I took my licensing courses 16 years ago. One of the things the instructor said was, this is a very transient business. He said, take a look at the person on your left.
Yep.
Take a look at the person on your right. And two out of three of you, once you get your license, are going to be out of the business inside of 2 years.
That's crazy.
It is. It is. So there's lots of people. It's easy to get into the real estate business, but make sure that your person has been in the business for more than 5 years, is being coached and supervised by somebody very, very closely. And that's one of the things that I feel very, very good about at Keller Williams is our in-house training programs. Almost every place we've got productivity coaches that really guide the younger agents.
It's important.
Yep. Oh, it's critical. It's critical. But find that right realtor, get them out, talk to at least two, preferably three or four. If you're in the Philadelphia, Westchester area, I'd love to be one of them. If you're not in the Philadelphia, Westchester area, take advantage of my network, folks, and I can put you in touch with somebody who can help you out. Doesn't mean you have to use him or her, but at least I will interview, find out who the best person in that particular market center, that market area is, put you in touch with them and let you see if you feel comfortable. If you do, great. But you do need the knowledge to move ahead. And Chrissy, I see the clock on the wall moving ahead. But folks, now is the best time we'll have for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to make that first buy or the move up buy. So jump in. Do it now.
Absolutely right. I knew the time would fly. Guys, hang out for a second. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills, and we get back. More with the Chris Nagopian Show right after this.
Cheap and small, but not too steep. But best of all, cheap is cheap. Circumstance has crossed my hands. Be a cup-sized person in a low-budget land. Times are hard, but we'll all survive. I just gotta learn to economize. I'm on a low budget. I'm on a low budget. I'm not cheap.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, save up to 50% on a new office chair.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now save up to 50% on a new office chair during our winter chair event. Ends 3/11/17. Visit staples.com/furniture deals.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and I'm having the best time interviewing at long last. You know how long I've been pestering for this. I've been pestering Linda Hollander, this fabulous lady, busy, talking about corporate sponsorships. And whoever you are, whatever your particular path in life, chances are you're involved with a group. Maybe it's your home. Maybe it's your business. Maybe it's your small business. Maybe it's your large business. Maybe it's your passion, your hobby. And you think to yourself, well, no, corporate sponsor, that's ridiculous. Who would ever do that? Trust me. Pick up Linda's system today. I have gone out, I got 50 stations coast to coast. I love learning more and more about corporate sponsorships. I have gone to every website. I've looked at every YouTube page. I've gone to a couple of different conferences. Linda's information blew it all out of the water. This is the lady with the goods. If you are interested in getting a corporate sponsor for your passion, be it your job, be it your hobby, be it the love of your life with regards to an organization, this is the system that you want to get. And it is already reaping benefits for me. I will tell you how it is already making a staggering impact. And there's so much misinformation out there, Linda. You yourself mentioned that you learned this, you know, day to day. And you're finding that the biggest mistake people are making, my jaw drops to say this, is that they're not asking enough money. So once they ask enough money, after that, once they get an idea in their head, okay, I'm not going to ask too little money. I'm going to get right there in the zone. What is the best way, with all the information out there, what is the best way to approach prospective sponsors? How do we get a hold of the right person and put all of your good information to good use?
Okay. Well, first you want to make what's called the sponsor wish list. And the sponsor wish list is your wish list of companies. That's the companies that you would like to have sponsor you. And here's how you want to do your sponsor wish list. You want to think of the lifestyle of your target audience. Now, you don't have to do an event. Like you said, I did an event. You can, like you said, you know, get sponsors for your kid if they're in a sports team. If they're in a theater group, you could get sponsors for your speaking tour, your book, your nonprofit, your project. I work with a lot of documentary filmmakers. So you think of the people who you're going to reach. The definition of sponsorship is connecting a company to people who buy things. So think of the lifestyle of those people. They get up in the morning. They listen to the radio. They brush their hair. They brush their teeth. They get into a car. They have a bank account. They use credit cards. So all of those categories can be possible sponsors for you. Now, after you make that list of sponsors, you need to create what's called a sponsor proposal. Because you're asking for money that you do not have to pay back, and you need to show them something, and that's the proposal. And the proposal is the most important but least understood document, because that is all they see about you and what you do, and that is how they base their decisions. Can I give an example of how I got my first sponsor? I think that'll illustrate this
really well.
Heck
yeah, please do.
So I'm in Los Angeles, and of course, I was in a traffic jam. So I was cursing the traffic jam like you wouldn't believe, but I look up and I see a billboard for Bank of America. And I couldn't get it out of my head, because on that billboard there's a woman, and that at that time I was doing the Women's Small Business Expo. I did it for 10 years, by the way, and it was all financed by sponsors. And I'm so glad, I'm so proud of the work I did with Women's Small Business
Expo.
So I look up at this Bank of America billboard, and then the second thing I do is I start to self-sabotage. I start to say, you know what, Bank of America isn't going to be interested in little old me. Why would they want to talk to me? I'm just a person working out of my home. I'm just a person with an idea. I don't even know if it has legs. You know, I'm a loser. I'm going to make a fool out of myself. And I go home and I sit on it for days and even weeks. Finally, I get the courage and I start calling Bank of America. And by the way, the best way to introduce yourself to the sponsor is the low-tech tool of the phone or by email.
In
this case, I called and I got the person who could green light the sponsorship. And they said, come on down and bring your proposal. So I did that. And, oh, my God, thank God there was a desk between us, because my knees were knocking. I put on my one good suit, you know, that one good suit that
you
have. And he said, oh, sure, we'll come in at you know, this level. I can't really guarantee what the sponsorship was, but it was a five-figure sponsorship. And I had to act like I did it every day. And then I had to shake the guy's hand, and my hands were so sweaty. I had to wipe them on my good suit. And, you know, when I got in my car, oh, my God, I finally did the happy dance. And I waved to all the Bank of America branches on my way back home. And that was really how I got my first sponsor. So it all starts with a thought. And then, of course, you need to be prepared. I had a beautiful proposal to show them. I had the concept. I had done my research. And that started me on the trajectory of getting sponsors for myself and for clients, and I've done it for 17 years.
Unbelievable. Now, we got a couple minutes before the break. I want to get in one of my most important questions. I got 50,000 questions for you, but here's one of the big ones I want to get in here, and we will have you back on the show. You got there. You got in front of the guy. You got the person on the phone. Educate me and my listeners. What exactly are those sponsors looking for in a nutshell?
The sponsors are looking for a few different things. The sponsors are looking to grow their customer base. They are looking to increase customer loyalty, because there's a natural attrition that happens in companies every year. People just stop using the product for one reason or another. They are looking for you to educate people about their products and their services. And lastly, they're looking to drive traffic and drive sales. And I want to come back to that definition that I gave you of sponsorship, connecting the company to the people who can buy their stuff.
That is brilliant. And you know, so many people miss that connection. They go in there. I've known a couple of people. They go in and they give people their entire life story to the potential sponsor. Maybe that's not what they want to hear. You nailed it. The sponsors want to know exactly what you are going to be doing for them in exchange for it. What do you find to be the most common mistake other than not asking enough money? Is it talking too much about yourself? We got about a minute
left.
Yeah,
it is talking too much about yourself. I always say, make the sponsor the star. Tell them what you're going to do for them. You know, you'll want to tell them, of course, about what you do. Storytelling is important, and I always tell people in the proposal, have some storytelling. In my proposal, I tell people that I was in the poverty trap. I tell people that I was in abusive relationships. They want to relate to you as a human being, but then make them the star, and for everything that you tell the sponsor, you know, the sponsor is thinking, okay, so what's in it for me? So you have to answer those questions.
I love that. Guys, take a look at this website, wealthybaglady.com, as well as sponsorconcierge.com. Go to my website if you want to, brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, you got the keys to the kingdom. You got LinkedIn. You got Facebook. I'm going to have this lady's links plastered everywhere all over those two things. But I want you to think to yourselves, guys, exactly if you had a magic wand and you could put this out there and just say, here's what I want, here's what I want to do, here's my goals. It all involves money. You need a sponsor. And you and I, you know, we have this idea that, oh, maybe I shouldn't ask for this or do whatever. Linda's book and her products blow this out of the water. Go to this place. Invest in yourself. Invest in your cause. Invest in your business. Purchase this system. It will pay for itself a hundredfold if you follow the simple directions there. And I can't stop talking about it. Linda, I knew the time was going to fly. Come back on the air with us?
I would love to.
This would be fabulous. And until next week, guys, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, but best of all, cheap is cheap. Circumstance has forced my hands.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.